when I'm learning a piece of music for the piano, right? Your fingers get in a habit. They learn how it goes. There's a feel, right? Muscle memory. It's written in your brain and in your fingers how the thing goes. So when you sit down to actually make the music, it can simply flow, right? And this is the point of any habit, is far from constricting your freedom, it's actually setting you free to make the music, because you don't have to think about the basics of doing it. You know, go back to C.S. Lewis's famous quote on the liturgy, right? He said, as long as you're counting the steps, you're not dancing. As long as you're reading the notes, you're not really making the music. It's only after that's been mastered on either side that you're really set free to dance, to play. These habits enable us to actually live in the freedom that's ours as the children of God. Every household has ways they do things. It's not any different with God's house. We're adopted into the family of God, and we need to learn the habits of the household. We're going to find out this household is all about freedom. Freedom in the Bible is not, I can do whatever I want to do whenever I want to do it. That's not freedom. That's only slavery. Freedom in the Bible is, I have a Father who loves me, who has given his Son to die for me, who has given me a life that never is going to be taken away from me, whose Son, by his blood, has covered absolutely all of my sins. I have freedom. This is freedom.